One of my classmates in the front row laughs and says, "Did you forget your name?" There's always someone who feels the need to say something mean. This time it's Chad. Everyone starts cracking up. I'm rattled, but I try to stick it out anyway. And just when I think I'm going to make it through my name, Miss Wolfson interrupts me. "It's okay, Jason." It's my biggest pet peeve. You think you hate getting interrupted? Try on a stutter for a few days and see if you don't hate it 10 times more. To my surprise, a voice pipes up behind me. Let him finish. I turn around to look at the kid who spoke up. A girl I've never seen before is giving me a warm smile. She must be a new student. Is she making fun of me? No, I don't think so. I can tell when someone is mocking me. People aren't very good about faking a stutter because they don't know how it feels. And even though I've never met another stutterer, she seems to be the real deal. Miss Wolfson nods and purses her lips as if to restrain herself from interrupting again. She nods at me to keep going, and I finally get my full name out, but I don't bother with anything else. When I sit down, the new girl stands up. She doesn't look the least bit worried about taking her turn. In fact, she seems cooler than a lot of the non-stutterers in my class.
My name is Gloria Lopez. My family moved here at the beginning of the summer. I like debate, and I'm not afraid of controversy. Actually, I like controversy. Actually, I love it. The more controversial, the happier I am. People laugh, but not because she stutters, because she's funny. When she's finished, she tosses her dark, shiny hair over her shoulder with a smirk and sits back down. She catches me looking at her and gives me a wink. The next kid speaks.
"I'm Gino Ribeiro. I like to play soccer."
There are a few students left to give their introductions, but I barely hear them.